Learn from today's most innovative brands and observe how they empower employees, engage consumers, design products, and co-create experiences together. Welcome to the Brand Lab series from AE Marketing Group.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Walker. We're excited to have you with us. This is the Brand Lab series podcast, where each week we broadcast from 1871 Chicago, and we explore today's most innovative brands alongside today's most insightful executives and entrepreneurs. This week, we're talking to the founder and CEO of Talent Jam, Tom Ryan, on an issue that we've heard a lot about in season one of the Brand Lab series podcast, and that is how to find and grow talent. And with that said, let's enter the Brand Lab. Hi, Natalie. How are you today?
Good. Hey, Brian. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm excited to be able to have Tom back. He was kind enough to give us a little bit more of his time. We had him on in episode 37. Like most entrepreneurs, Tom wears multiple hats. In that episode, we talked about his role through the Kauffman Foundation as an entrepreneur in residence. But another topic that I know we've heard a lot from our guests over the last year is talent, how to find them, how to source them, how to empower them. So to hear a little bit about what he's doing with the Talent Jam is exciting. I'm looking forward to having him back on today.
Yeah, he's a great guest.
So Tom, welcome back to the Brand Lab series.
Thank you guys, Brian, Natalie. Thank you for having me back. I didn't wear out my welcome, it seems.
No.
In fact, it was a great conversation back in episode 37. But obviously we want to pivot the conversation today. I didn't even know that much about this new endeavor that you've been quickly creating until we had that opportunity on the Bourbon Trail. But why don't you start off by telling the audience about the Talent Jam?
Yeah, absolutely. Talent Jam has evolved quite a bit over the last year. We started about a year ago, but today we like to say that Talent Jam is where talent and opportunity meet and come together. And essentially, it's a one-of-a-kind pitch event where businesses and local talent connect through one-minute open mic pitches and really relaxed networking.
Neat. I can definitely see that being a big need, especially in Asheville, right? You're always talking about what a booming city that is.
And it is a booming city, indeed. I'm very biased, but I think Asheville is one of the best places in the world.
Well, yeah, you almost talked us into moving there once, I think.
I'm still trying to talk you into moving. Try to talk everyone into moving here.
Well, okay, so logistically then, what's the format and how does it really work to connect the talent with the opportunity?
Yes. Yeah, that's a great question. So after a few times of running into a startup founder saying, you know what the problem is here? One of my biggest challenges is I just can't find talent that I need to plug into my business, whether it's a programmer, someone who can sell, a co-founder, you name it. And then later in the day, because I'm one of these super connectors in my market, I would bump into somebody and I'd say, what are you doing? And they'd say, well, I'm a programmer. I'm a salesperson. I'm this or I'm that. And we'd get to chatting and they'd say, you know what the problem is? We just can't find good companies that need us. So while I was able to make those physical connections, there was nothing that was doing that programmatically. So Asheville is a pretty dynamic, dynamite type of a place. And so I started to think, you know, what could we do to really bring this community together and get these two groups to start talking to one another? And there were a couple event series that were doing similar things, bringing together community. One was A Million Cups, you know, another was Startup Grind, but A Million Cups in particular did a good job of utilizing this quick pitch format to both inform a community and bring it together. So we thought, wouldn't it be cool if we could get two microphones, dueling microphones, we like to call them, and we had both groups get up there and give a one-minute pitch, just a basic one-minute pitch about who they are, what they want, what they have to offer. And we then evolved that and we said, okay, group one is called Have Talent and group two is called Need Talent. So if you are looking for work, whatever that might be, part-time, full-time, contract work, you have talent. And if you are looking to hire people to work, then you would be a need talent. So that's the basic format. It's really not much more complex than that. People get up on stage, they give a one-minute pitch about who they are, what they want, what they have to offer. And then that whole process, that first part of it is followed by what we like to call really relaxed networking, one of the big issues that I think we all suffer from is, you know, going to these highly structured networking events that are pretty stiff and pretty tight. And everyone's walking around trying to look at name tags, be like, oh, hey, look down, Natalie. How are you? What do you do here? You're like, what are you? And then there's all this awkward time to try to get to know each other a little bit to see if there's any alignment of interest. So what we're doing with Talent Jam is we're putting all that networking into context, because you just saw 60 people get up there and talk about who they are. So it's easy to go up and say, hey, Brian, I loved your pitch. I want to hear more about it.
It's funny, for someone who most people would think is very extroverted, I'm actually more introverted. I get invited to networking events all the time, and I usually actually don't like them very much, because they're exactly the way you described them. And then if you throw in a bar, then that's where usually people are congregating as well. I have been to a couple of events. One was by the Startup Institute here at 1871 over the last year, where it was the first time I had seen this notion of, and it wasn't at all the way you described, though, what you did. The only common thread was that people had to actually literally get up and pitch themselves. Mm-hmm. And I remember having never seen that before and said, well, that's perfect, because no matter what your role is inside any type of small business, fast growing startup, what have you, you always kind of have to be in pitch mode. And I think that that's a great way to already get people's mindset thinking of how to be efficient, effective, and compelling in a short period of time. And it puts everybody on the hot seat. And for me, it's funny, because I would far much rather be up on stage giving a presentation to a super large audience than I would be talking to somebody around a tabletop. And so I love the opportunity to see how people present themselves and how they think on their feet.
Yeah, I would agree with all of that. And we share some similar personality traits in that regard. I am more of an introvert in certain situations. And so a lot of this was driven by, I think it kind of sucks to go to some of these networking events that aren't really authentic. And so, you know, we wanted to create an environment where people could just get up there and talk about themselves or their need professionally, in a professional context, but keep it pretty loose and let everyone's personality come out. And what we found has been pretty remarkable in terms of just not only the impact and the ability for an event like this to make really strong, meaningful connections in multiple communities that we've done this in now, but just people's personality comes through in a way that is so much more special and so much more authentic than a resume, for example, or even a job interview, because it's more structured, it's more formal, there's more prep. This is basically a high-stress situation because most people would prefer to die than get up and do public speaking. And so there's some nervous energy that is kind of, it just creates this buzz about the event. It's really cool. It's infectious.
Well, I don't mind a little bit of nervousness in a potential candidate, especially when you put him or her in an environment like you described. But I think what's funny is the way you described it, and I know you know this, is ironic, because that's the type of lifestyle you're going to have if you're going to work in a startup.
Right.
So that's the other thing that's pretty interesting. So, I mean, things will be chaotic. Things will be a little nervous. You'll have to kind of think on your feet in some ways. And I think that's a great way. And maybe that's why I gravitated towards the idea when you mentioned it to me. It's a good way to see, just on a first impression, if someone might be right to be able to work in a startup environment.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's evolved very naturally. So we started with a concept. A hypothesis. Let's put something together and let's see if it works. Let's see if it really creates a meaningful connection and or is effective at chipping away at this problem of, you know, it's just hard to connect. But what we've learned as we've done multiple events now is that the folks who are participating and are really steering it, we're doing our best to listen to our users and try to really capture that experience, get their feedback. We're really diligent about trying to get sincere and constructive feedback on the event, how we can make it better, and where the event needs to go and pivot.
So, Tom, you mentioned the authenticity, and that piques my interest a little bit, because I was wondering what kind of feedback you're getting from your participants.
Yeah, so we're dangerously close to overusing the word authentic or authenticity. Because it is,
it's
really
so innovative, isn't it?
It is very innovative. It's revolutionary, in fact. And And it's
well,
very robust.
Favorite.
Oh my gosh, we're hitting on all of our banned word lists here. So, but it is.
Let that be our problem, Tom.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's all you need to know. So it's authentic because of the way that just the real nature of this thing. We've done close to 300 pitches. So between five events, we've had 300 people plus on stage giving pitches. And I've seen every single one of them. And with the exception of two people out of 300, everyone was nervous on some level. There was some nervous energy there, which you would think is a bad thing as we're talking about the negative energy, but it's really a powerful force because it brings together the entire room. The entire audience gets very supportive of everyone who's up there. So they're paying attention. They're encouraging them. There's just this really good spirit of collaboration and support in the room. And people are up there just saying, this is who I am. This is what I want. Or this is, you know, who our company is. This is what we're looking for. This is what we have to offer. And it's just fun and real and so different than what you would get by going to a job fair or, you know, a really rigid networking event. So I think that creates this just spirit of authenticity where I can see Natalie up there, I can see Brian up there, and I feel like I know a lot about them before I walk up to them and say, hi guys, I'm Tom, I enjoyed your pitch. I would like to know more about you, or I'd like to know more about your company and your opportunities.
So let me ask a question building on that. So obviously that's another way where it's not like a typical job fair. And you mentioned a little bit, you know, some framework around how the pitches would be structured, whether I'm the business owner or I'm the potential candidate. What type of prep or training do you provide anybody beforehand, if any? And then are there some rules that you typically try to have people, you know, avoid or focus in on?
We've created guides. So we've got written guides. We've got a How to Crush Your Talent Jam pitch video that we've put together. And then we also have volunteers and the small staff that we have that leading up to an event, we make ourselves available to folks who sign up to pitch. So if they want to talk through it for 5-10 minutes about their pitch, it's a minute. There's some basic guidelines that we provide them. And it is literally, you know, who you are, what you want, what you have to offer. We show them example pitches now. So we have enough of a video library of past pitchers that we're able to say, here, look at this, is these are real life pitches from past talent jammers. So check them out. And there's really not much more to it. And so what we found in our last talent jam that we just did in December here in Asheville is we scored really high marks on preparation. So overwhelmingly, we get very strong responses to our survey. And in terms of, did you feel like you were well prepared for Talent Jam, to pitch a Talent Jam, it was, you know, almost 100% improvement from past Talent Jams.
So can you give us an example then of maybe a good match that was made that resulted in a business connection?
Yeah, so I like to say that Talent Jam isn't a job fair. You can find a job at Talent Jam, but you can find a lot more. We've had co-founders be found at Talent Jam, which folks that hang around the startup world long enough realize and know that finding a good co-founder is a very, very difficult process. So even being able to find a co-founder prospect is tough. And there are, you know, websites dedicated to, you know, doing founder match type stuff. So having something like that be realized at a live event was pretty special. We have investors. Our local angel group pitches, and in other markets, angels have come up and pitched. So we know that there's been matches made there where investment has come from a Talent Jam experience or a Talent Jam connection. Lots of employees, part-time contract, full-time. So I've got, you know, a handful of friends that I know have found jobs coming out of Talent Jam. And, you know, that's one of the greatest parts of a day when this happens, where someone comes up to me and says, hey, I just want to thank you because I went to your Talent Jam event, you know, here in one of our other markets, and I found a job. And I really appreciate you putting it together. So, yeah, there's overwhelming. We do, like I mentioned, Natalie, we do a lot of surveying as well. And so in our last event, we had 100% of the folks that were looking for talent, 100% of them that responded reported back that they made a meaningful connection that would lead to a part-time, full-time, or contract hire. And then it was 90% on the folks that were pitching their talents. So it's been a pretty efficient event overall in terms of creating connections.
Awesome.
Well, one of the things I also like about it, I know we've talked a little bit about the contrast to, say, a job fair. And I know I've seen a couple of examples where maybe prospects pitch themselves. But the thing that I really like about it, unrelated to the job fair or even the interview process, is the fact that the company or the founder or someone at the company is also pitching. Because I think more and more today, where you work and who you work with is so important on either side of that equation. And I think it's just as helpful for the candidates to see, because in my lifetime, I've been on a lot of job interviews through the years. And anytime you go into an interview, the company's never selling itself. It's always about, you know, the candidate, the candidate, the candidate. So I like the fact that you've had the balance, if you will, of the company with the candidate. What kind of feedback or insight are you getting on that side of the equation?
So it started with startup. Startup got it right away. Yeah, and you know this, Brian. Pitching for startup and for entrepreneurs and for small business, it's just kind of commonplace. There's a lot of opportunities for startup and small business to go out and pitch. So it's a little bit more familiar. So that part of it was easy. That was the easy sell. The harder sell was getting folks to get up there and to pitch their individual talents. That was a little bit harder. And it still is hard for us to, you know, sell that category out. It takes us a little bit longer and we have to work a little bit harder to get the talent to, particularly if they're not familiar with the concept, to say, okay, wait a minute, you want me to go up on stage in front of 300 people and say anything for a minute? That's a little scary. When we're talking about what we're doing to try to get them prepared for that, a lot of it is designed to help reduce that level of anxiety or fear, lower the risk in their minds so they'll actually do it. They'll get up there. And what our employers particularly say, and now we're even getting into larger organizations and corporate, which is surprising and interesting and cool, but they're getting it now because they're seeing what you just recognized, Brian, a couple minutes ago, is it's a clever way to screen candidates. It's a clever way for them to say, hey, you know what? We've got this open position. We're looking at a lot of candidates. We're going to incorporate this into our interview process. There's a talent jam coming up. We would like you to go. I would encourage you to go and get up there and pitch so we can see how you do in a real life kind of stressful situation. So that attribute of it, employers really, really like, and they have a great time. They have a blast getting up there and doing it. And what we find, it's not the PR, marketing, communications. It's not the folks that are the, you know, spokespeople for the respective businesses. It's the founders, it's the CEOs, it's the, you know, C-suite leadership. Those are the folks that are getting up there and pitching their company. And I think they like that exposure. I don't have to do much in terms of talking someone into, once they understand the concept in the event. But when I do say, hey, here's why you should consider it. Number one, any opportunity that you have, particularly in your local community, get out there and to pitch your company or yourself, you should do it. And then just, you know, it's a great time. It's a, we used to use the tagline, it's a guaranteed good time, because it really is.
Right.
So Tom, you've done this on a local, a regional basis, and you've even done an international talent jam now over in Ireland. Talk about kind of the expansion, kind of how you see this evolving, where you see it going.
So I'd mentioned the first one was an experiment. It was an MVP. So in lean startup world, you know, get something out to the market and let the market react to it right away. And that was our first event here in Asheville. It was our MVP and we had good success with it. So that led us to say, okay, let's do it again. Let's see if we can replicate the success. And then we did another one in Asheville a few months later. And then we said, okay, does the model travel? You know, is another market going to respond as well as our local market, where we've got a lot of advantage in our favor? So we went to Hickory, North Carolina, which is geographically, that's about 90 miles east of Asheville. So we're in the mountains, Western North Carolina. That's getting closer to Charlotte, Hickory. That's a good way to put it. So that's moving closer to Charlotte, Raleigh, Durham area. And it's very much a manufacturing market. The counties are more rural than where we're at. And so that was an opportunity for us to test the market and see, you know, would it work in that market? And we had larger companies. We had all the way up to Corning pitching at our talent jam in Hickory, North Carolina. So that was cool. From there, we had the opportunity and did an event in Cork City, Ireland. And so I always get that question, how did you jump from Hickory, North Carolina, to Cork City, Ireland? It was very serendipitous. So I was on a family vacation, and like I think a lot of people, being in our connected world, I went on Twitter and I wanted to find who else was working with startups in Ireland, because I'm Irish descent. And I've been over to Ireland a handful of times. I love it as a tourist, but I wanted to see what startup was like there. Just my own curiosity. I wanted to compare similarities, differences between what I was experiencing here in our market and then my experiences in Chicago and connections to other markets. So I connected via Twitter with EIR at the Bank of Ireland, and we got together for coffee and, you know, started chatting, started talking shop. And I asked him, because, you know, looking at what the big needs and voids were in our market, I said, well, how does that compare to yours? And talent was one of those things where he said, oh man, we are really struggling with talent. We don't really have a good answer for that. And I said, well, here's what we're doing. We're trying this out. And at that point, we had done three of the talent jams so far. And so that one thing led to another, and that resonated with them enough to host a talent jam in their Cork City location. So Bank of Ireland, a little bit of sidebar. The Bank of Ireland is doing a very innovative program where they are creating co-working spaces in all of the major Irish cities. So they had this initiative going on, and part of their mandate and charter was to bring together community. And one of the ways that they are doing that is through events. So this fit right into their strategy. And so we were able to do one over there and then brought it back to Asheville for this last event in December. So inside of a year, five events.
Well, what's interesting about the story that you talked about is it just kind of ties, I think, so many things together that are part of startup and entrepreneurial culture. And that is, you know, the hustle, if you will, of you kind of leveraging your own network, and in the case of the Ireland example, social network, to try to dig at some additional market insight. And then it's serendipitously, which often seems to be a common thread as well, tie together what ultimately was kind of a nice opportunity. And one of the things I love about hearing about your expansion is clearly it continues to show that you've tapped into a market problem. It's a problem that we've heard a lot about from our executives at all levels of organizations, including our startup guests over the course of our first season on the Brand Lab series. So as we wrap up the show, why don't you talk a little bit about how people can learn more about the Talent Jam? How could they get involved? How could people, whether it be in Chicago or Salt Lake or anywhere, perhaps learn about hosting a talent jam?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we would love all of those. Best way for folks to get familiar with the Talent Jam is to go to our website, thetalentjam.com. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. You can learn about Talent Jam there. We have some videos on YouTube. Just search Talent Jam and you'll see some videos of some actual pitches. So that's the best way to learn more. In terms of opportunities to attend a talent jam and host a talent jam, we're trying to double down on our last year's yield. So we're trying to do at least 10 to 12 talent jams this year, several of them being in North Carolina. And we're actively looking for opportunities to take talent jam to other key markets. And so we've identified a handful of them. Chicago's one, Austin, Boulder, those sort of markets. What we need is we need good partners that are really passionate about bringing a great new program that's going to connect community and really try to work together to solve this problem to their local markets. So we have created kind of the Talent Jam in a box backend, and we're now actively looking for partners to host those in their respective markets. And those partners could be individuals, they could be, think of startup weekends, startup grinds, those sort of things. We fall into that particular category, even a TEDx. So the same folks that will host those types of events are really good candidates for being partners with us to bring Talent Jam to their local market.
Yeah, there's such a great need for that in any area. I'm sure all of our listeners are sitting somewhere thinking, oh man, I want my city to do that. So thanks, Tom, for sharing that information. I'm really excited about your idea.
Oh, well, thank you, Natalie. We are too.
I want to thank our listeners for joining us in the Brand Lab today. and to invite you back next Tuesday as we continue our journey of today's most innovative brands, as we learn how they empower employees, engage consumers, design products, and co-create experiences together.
To learn more about Talent Jam, visit thetalentjam.com. To listen to other Brand Lab Series podcast episodes, visit brandlabseries.com.
Follow us on Twitter at Brand Lab Series. And if you have any questions or ideas for a future Brand Lab Series podcast, email us at info@brandlabseries.com.